Today is the deadline for the nation's 103 nuclear power plants to comply with new anti-terrorist security standards. Those standards include more guards, more training, more barriers, and better surveillance. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
On a bookshelf in the control room of the Calvert Cliffs nuclear plant in Maryland sit four big red binders and one pink binder. They are the procedures to follow in case of an emergency. As required by the new regulations, the books now cover the possibility of a terrorist attack. Joe Jeffrey is overseeing the production of electricity today. He says he is tested every 5 weeks in a disaster simulator that looks like this control room.
And we test and test and test on the simulator to make sure that we have all the scenarios, including insider threat, outsider threat, post 9/11, gloom and doom scenarios, even meltdown scenarios. If I don't pass the tests, I don't stand the watch.
This tour of Calvert Cliffs was arranged by the Nuclear Energy Institute, an industry trade group. Little has changed in the actual control room here since September 11th. The dials and knobs are vintage 1974, but officials say security upgrades mean terrorists would have a very hard time getting into this room. Mike Wallace is president of Constellation Energy Group, which owns the power plant. He says terrorists would have to get past fences, locked doors, cameras, and armed guards, all of which have been improved.
At the end of the day, if there was a collusion of everybody on the site to do something nefarious, they could make something pretty bad happen. But that is a well beyond the realm of plausibility scenario.
After September 11th, guards pulled a lot of overtime. The industry says since then it has nearly doubled the number of guards nationwide to 8,000. A little math tells you that works out to about 30 on duty at each site at any given time. Joe Jeffrey says the guards are also better equipped.
In the early days, the security guards simply carried a pistol, and now you see security carries M16s and 50 pounds of gear with them. In addition to that, you see things such as little areas around the plant where they can, you can't tell they're there, you can't see them, they can see you.
The plant provides a fifth of Maryland's electricity. It's built on a beautiful cliff overlooking the Chesapeake Bay. Fishing boats pass by, not far from intake pipes, sucking up water to cool the reactor. Officials say they have a plan to deal with an attacking boat carrying explosives, but they won't discuss details. Cameras and motion detectors watch over the plant's perimeter. They get triggered pretty regularly by birds. Each time that happens, two guards have to look at images recorded by security cameras and confirm that everything is okay. We visit a surveillance room. It has a bank of TV screens, and the guard there says she's been watching us throughout the tour. A black rotary phone with the dial taken off sits within reach. It's a hotline to summon local law enforcement if necessary. One building of particular concern contains giant tanks where used fuel rods are submerged for years until they cool off. If terrorists were to damage the tanks and drain the cooling water, the rods could catch fire and throw up a cloud of radioactive debris. The industry has typically downplayed these concerns. Mike Wallace says the tank here is safely below ground, but the plant has taken precautions.
We have made some changes. It just has to do with keeping the elements that are most recently out of the reactor more spread apart inside the pool.
There is only one independent test of whether all this security works, an inspection performed by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. As part of the inspection, a team of mock terrorists actually tries to break in. These drills had been run once every 8 years. They will now be done every 3. Gene Gwizdowski is head of security at Calvert Cliffs. He says the results will be kept secret so terrorists can't use them.
Before 9/11, NRC had a website up that shared the results of inspections. More recently, inspections are still shared within the industry, but the security portions of the inspections have been removed from the website.
A spokesman for the NRC says aggregate results of the inspections will be released. Critics worry about one other thing. The mock terrorist force will be put together by the same company, Wackenhut, that also provides security guards at some nuclear plants. The NRC says it will ensure these Wackenhut versus Wackenhut drills are a true test of plant security. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.